America's war on terrorism has a new foot soldier, but it doesn't actually have feet. We're talking about hypersensitive little fish that are a key part of the high-tech systems for monitoring public water supplies. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it's a new take on a very old idea.
Since ancient times, fish have been used to monitor water quality. But you wouldn't know there's a problem with a water supply until you saw fish floating dead. And by that time, you might not be feeling so well yourself. It's important to detect the presence of toxins early before the fish get sick and die. And that's where a device designed by a small company outside San Diego comes in.
It really, as you can see, there's not much to it. I mean, the stars of the show are really right here, the bluegill.
I'm standing with Bill Lawler, a co-founder of Intelligent Automation Corporation, or IAC, a small high-tech firm in Poway, California. He's pointing at a small aquarium gussied up with tubes, cables, and a computer. 8 freshwater bluegills, about the size of your index finger, swim in individual chambers, not much bigger than a pack of cigarettes.
Now you can see above and below the fish here, we have these carbon sensors. And what those are doing are they're really detecting the tiny electrical signals the fish generate as they breathe and swim, and you can see them turn around in the chamber and do things like that.
The electrical signals are amplified and sent to the computer where you can read the fish movements like an EKG.
You can see right here there's examples of the fish, normal breathing patterns, and that's actually a cough right there.
You see the fish coughs?
The fish coughs, yeah, and there's a little peak right here in the signal that you can tell that he coughs.
And when a fish coughs, that's a sign of stress, no matter what the source.
And then we alert a human to come down and take a look at what's going on. And pretty much in a nutshell, that's it.
So you're monitoring fish stress.
Fish stress, that's exactly right.
Lawler says the idea came from a system developed by the Army, but that one required a truckload of equipment. Lawler's device fits on a desktop. But the high-tech system depends on the sensitivity of those little bluegill, which, as it turns out, have amazing eyesight.
They see you holding the microphone.
They are registering here on the computer screen the fact that I've brought my microphone close to their eyeballs.
Yeah, looks like number 5 there is kind of checking you out, along with number 1.
So far, New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco use this device. But since 9/11, water security is a touchy subject, and the cities don't like to talk about their security systems. In San Francisco, one of the city's top water officials, Michael Carlin, will say the fish are great watchdogs and can pick up even minute variations in water quality.
We're looking for those variations, and whether or not they're just a minor variation in water quality or a true terrorist threat, it's much more sophisticated than just the Roman era when they just would look at the fish and see if they would die or not.
While some call the bluegills terror detectors, back in Poway, Bill Lawler says he's more concerned with the fish's overall reliability. So far, they've never issued a false alarm, and that's good, he says, because no one wants a fish that cries wolf. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.